Welcome into After Hours. I'm Chris Bleck with Adam Abdallah. Like and subscribe to this channel if you enjoy our videos. We're talking football with you, so leave a comment if you disagree with what we have to say. You know, ESPN and their fantasy football team have put out the rankings for quarterbacks for this upcoming season, Abdallah. And the quarterback rankings are a little surprising. Now, we're talking fantasy football.
Yes.
So these are going to be a little bit different than saying just let's just rank the quarterbacks in the NFL 1 through 32. Mm-hmm. But let's look at the fantasy football rankings for quarterbacks from ESPN. And Josh Allen is number one. Josh Allen, number one. Jalen Hurts, two. Patrick Mahomes, three. Lamar Jackson, number four. And Joe Burrow, five. Mm-hmm. Do you think anything different of the top five that they listed off on ESPN.com?
No, I don't think so. Just because, you know, Jalen Hurts is going to get you those goal to go situations, touchdowns where, you know, he could score with his legs. He could throw. So you're getting double duty right there, yeah. Right? Like either he's going to throw a touchdown or he's going to run it in himself. He's going to give you some of the rushing yards. Patrick Mahomes is going to put up a ton of numbers. Josh Allen, whoever he's throwing to, is going to put up numbers, whether, you know, he's a threat to run as well and score touchdowns on the ground too. Joe Burrow, as long as he can stay healthy, is good as well. And then Lamar Jackson, we know, is one of the best rushing quarterbacks in the NFL, can run it in himself as too. So, and he's become an elite thrower too. So I have no problem with the top five, the way that shakes out.
You know, the one thing I would look at is with Joe Burrow and the injury concerns, I know that he's going to be able to find his receivers and throw for a lot of touchdowns. You get virtually no running game. And I think that's where the two that follow Joe Burrow, Anthony Richardson for the Colts, and then CJ Stroud with the Texans, both of those players give you a little bit of run. Mm-hmm. Richardson more than Stroud, but I think that's something where we might see Richardson kind of climb up the list, even though he's not a better quarterback.
Yeah.
He's a better runner, and he might, like you mentioned, in some of these goal line situations, actually get more fantasy points than someone like Joe Burrow.
Well, here's the problem with that, though, because you mentioned the Joe Burrow injury. Like, Anthony Richardson could get hurt as well. So you've got, if you're going to take Anthony Richardson in a league, you better have a very good backup quarterback, because you might be using him for a majority of the weeks if Anthony Richardson can't stay healthy like he did last year.
And that's where the rest of the top 10, you go from CJ Stroud to Dak Prescott at 8, Kyler Murray at 9, and Jordan Love at 10. Mm-hmm. Kyler Murray at 9, I think it's fascinating, because Kyler Murray is exactly that type of player. When healthy and in years past as a fantasy quarterback, he's been able to do both, and yeah, he's been able to produce at a very high level. The problem is Kyler Murray has dealt with injury the last couple of seasons. Yep. And that's the same reason you have to be kind of, a little concerned or weary about drafting someone like Richardson, because Kyler Murray is that perfect example. He can give you yardage on the ground. He can run in for touchdowns, but he gets hurt and he's small. Mm-hmm. And so when you kind of look at that compared to the other quarterbacks, I feel more strongly about CJ Stroud, Jordan Love as being better long-term projects or projections for this upcoming season than I would Kyler or Richardson, because I think Stroud and Jordan Love can both stay healthy. And same with Dak Prescott. Dak, you know, was fantastic last year. He threw for yardage. He can give you a little on the ground.
Yeah.
So like, I think the top 10 is pretty interesting. I think Joe Burrow might be a little high, and maybe you move up CJ Stroud. Maybe you move up Jordan Love just a little.
Well, and also Kyler Murray was gifted the best wide receiver in the draft in Marvin Harrison Jr. So yeah, that should help him a lot in that situation too. So I like Kyler. I'm not really too concerned about him coming back from injury, especially because you add Marvin Harrison Jr. and what he's going to be able to help Kyler Murray with as well.
If we go on with the rankings, at 11, you have Brock Purdy, Aaron Rodgers at 12, Jaden Daniels, 13, Caleb Williams, 14, and 15, Kirk Cousins.
So most leagues will cut off at Aaron Rodgers. 12-team leagues, right?
For a starter. Some leagues you play two quarterbacks. Some leagues you draft a quarterback as a backup.
Of course.
Yeah, but if you're in a 12-team league,
a standard for starting league,
if we're rolling through a draft,
yes,
that's when everyone has picked a quarterback.
Yes, I'm exactly guessing. Yes. So
you're not going to handcuff yourself I don't think before then.
So with Brock Purdy, fine. You know, but he also has a lot of weapons there too. You know, he throws pretty, he led the league in QBR last year, all that kind of stuff. So I'm fine with Brock Purdy there. Aaron Rodgers is just, it's a mystery because I don't know how he's going to respond. He's a lot older than the other guys coming back from injury. It's an Achilles injury. We've seen how that's affected other stars in other leagues before. So I'm just worried about Aaron Rodgers being up that high. I would much rather risk taking it. I know Kirk Cousins also is injured, but taking Kirk Cousins, who has weapons around him, taking Caleb Williams, who is a rookie, Jaden Daniels. I don't know who Jaden Daniels is throwing to. So I would rather have Caleb Williams, the guy who's got maybe it's the Bears fan in me that is saying take Caleb Williams ahead of Aaron Rodgers, because you've got DJ Moore, Rome Odunze, Keenan Allen, Cole Kmet. You've got, plus he is also a threat to run, can get you a touchdown with his legs if you need to. I would much rather take a guy like that than Aaron Rodgers coming off of injury.
Isn't there a name on the list that were that like the rankings are just totally overshadowing?
Tua.
No, it's this name.
Herbert?
Justin Herbert. Justin Herbert is ranked 16th.
I understand that, but
what are we doing?
No.
16.
Nope. That's perfectly rated. You know why? Because Harbaugh's going to run the ball 500 times a game.
No, they'll throw.
They're going to throw, but they're going to be an extremely run-heavy offense.
Well, Herbert at 16, Trevor Lawrence at 17, Deshaun Watson, Tua, Matthew Stafford rounded out.
I would move Tua up.
I would move Tua up as well. Deshaun Watson, I'm not that high on. Trevor Lawrence really took a step back last year.
He did.
I was surprised. Like halfway through last season, I thought that he was going to be in the conversation for, you know, during this summer, we'd be having the combos of like, Trevor Lawrence is a top five quarterback.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that that's where we would be at with him, but it seems like he couldn't hold on to the football.
The turnovers.
So many fumbles and then also bad interceptions, especially late in the season.
I'm surprised that Tua is below Watson and Lawrence because the
offense is prolific.
Yeah, absolutely. And especially if you're talking fantasy, you want points, points, points. They put up points, points, points.
Right.
So I'm surprised that that Tua is that low, is ranked 19th on this list.
And Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels, you got to prove it. I would guess, because you pointed out that at 12, that's Aaron Rodgers, those are your starters for fantasy football in a 12-team league.
For most leagues, yeah.
That then someone picking Jaden Daniels and or Caleb Williams is hoping that that player gives you the season that CJ Stroud gave you last year, lightning in a bottle, rookie year, and then boom, you're the guy that drafted Brock Purdy, but you also drafted Caleb Williams, and now you're having that debate each and every week of the fantasy season.
You make a great trade to help the fantasy team.
Who am I starting? Mm-hmm. I would say, for fantasy purposes, I could see a scenario where Jaden Daniels is a much better fantasy football player than Caleb Williams.
Really?
I could see it.
How so?
Because I don't think Caleb Williams is going to run much.
Yeah.
I think Caleb Williams can run if he needs to, but I think he is well aware that the longevity of his career and the long-term health of the organization and his offense is going to be based on him staying on the field. And I think he saw that at the end of two seasons ago when he hurt his hamstring against Utah in a USC uniform and the team fell apart. I think he realized that running is not going to be the way. So he can put up the numbers with his arm, and I think he's still going to have a really good rookie season. But I could see Jaden Daniels kind of being a Justin Fields, Lamar Jackson style player, or Anthony Richardson, who we already talked about in this video. I could see Daniels running way more than Caleb Williams in his rookie season.
I could see that, but I also think which offense is going to put up more points. It's going to be the Bears. And if you want, you know, touchdowns, I would go with Caleb Williams over Jaden Daniels.
Drake May threw, not Drake May, Sam Howell threw for a lot of yardage last season.
He did.
The Commanders sucked.
Yeah.
They're terrible.
Yeah.
But like Sam Howell put up some throwing numbers.
He did. He did. But I feel like Caleb Williams is better suited to put up more numbers through the air at least than Jaden Daniels. But you're right, you're going to get the rushing with Jaden Daniels. It's probably a toss-up because you're not going to get as many rushing yards, but you're going to get more air yards with Caleb Williams, that kind of thing. So it's probably a toss-up.
ESPN Fantasy Football, there you go. Josh Allen is number one, and our quarterback for the Chicago Bears, 14th overall, Caleb Williams. Leave a comment below if you disagree with anything you heard on this video. He's Adam Abdallah. I'm Chris Black. It's After Hours right here on YouTube. Make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Thanks for watching.